The Cape Wind Nantucket Sound Wind Farm project may have won federal approval, but still faces an uphill battle going forward. Project developer Cape Wind Associates must now tackle a long to-do list, including setting aside money for two Wampanoag Indian tribes who've already rejected million-dollar offers and winning federal approval from the Federal Aviation Administration. And there are legal challenges ahead. The Alliance to Protect Nantucket Sound is among 10 groups that have already filed notice that they're suing to stop the project. Audra Parker leads the group and joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Audra, you've said Cape Wind's approval is very vulnerable to a challenge in court. Why do you think that way?
Well, we've built a very strong legal record over the last 8 years. The Department of Interior Inspector General issued a report that pointed out numerous flaws in the process and that the process was, in fact, rushed. The Advisory Council on Historic Preservation in the last few weeks issued a recommendation to Secretary Salazar to deny or relocate the project because it would have permanent, pervasive, and destructive impacts to the history and the tribal values of the region, and documented numerous procedural issues and numerous procedural flaws. There's been about 10 parties thus far that have filed notices of intent to sue. The Aquinna tribe has announced publicly that they're willing to sue and that they will proceed in that way, and I anticipate there'll be multiple parties joining in on multiple fronts to pursue a legal case against the Cape Wind decision, and ultimately it'll be settled in the court based on facts, not on politics.
You just call the project rushed, but it's been in review for 9 years.
It was also in review in the absence of any kind of regulations governing uses of renewable energy projects in federal waters. And those rules and regulations were not established till last year. President Obama, in addition, introduced ocean zoning just in June of this year, and that's still not in place as well. So basically, Cape Wind was proposed in a regulatory void, and it was kind of a, you know, learn as you do it. And thus, it's not just the Alliance, but it's multiple agencies that have called the project rushed in terms of the review of it.
What do you say to people who say of the continuing fight over this and now the coming legal challenge that it's all NIMBY-based, NIMBY that is not in my own backyard?
The NIMBY label is a way to trivialize the very legitimate issues that the Alliance and multiple stakeholders have, and that is threats to public safety, opposition by the ferry lines that transport 3 million passengers per year through the Sound, and all three airports that transport 400,000 flights over the Sound. The FAA has a presumed hazard determination on the project because of radar interference to air traffic control. The numerous federal and state agencies have essentially said that Nantucket Sound is a unique national treasure with great historic and tribal value. So it's not at all a NIMBY argument. There are legitimate issues for this particular location, and many of the same stakeholders that have opposed Cape Wind in the center of Nantucket Sound have come to the table in good faith and endorse an alternative that's just 10 miles southwest of that. It's an issue of location with legitimate issues, not merely a NIMBY argument.
There's a perception on the part of some that with this new federal approval yesterday, that this project is now a done deal and that the court fight won't be successful. Do you think you have a good strategy? Do you think you have a chance? Are you confident that you're going to be able to block Cape Wind from going forward?
I'm absolutely confident that based on the facts and not on the politics, that we'll have a favorable decision in court. And also, Secretary Salazar's decision is an important one, but it's just one piece of the puzzle. The FAA has a presumed hazard determination and still needs to make a final decision before Cape Wind would have any chance of construction. Cape Wind has been unsuccessful in reaching any kind of negotiation for a power purchase agreement with National Grid because of the exorbitant cost of this project, and all of the state and local permits that they also need to proceed are under appeal at the state Supreme Judicial Court. So there are many roadblocks in the way of Cape Wind and many reasons why it does not belong in the middle of Nantucket Sound.
Audra Parker, CEO of the Alliance to Protect Nantucket Sound Against the Cape Wind Project, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Sure, thank you.